Hey there, Digital Dog Pros. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 5 of the Digital Dog Pro Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Boutel, and this is the podcast where we touch on everything digital in relation to your pet care business. In today's Fast Class episode, we're going to be covering how you can grow an email list filled with your future favorite clients. So whether you're already growing your list or you're just getting started and looking for some tips, I think you'll find today's episode really valuable in growing your email list. So without further ado, let's jump in. To get us started, you might be wondering, why should I even grow an email list? You already have social media, your website, other ways of contacting potential clients. You know, why should you even focus on email marketing? And does it even work? And the short answer to that is it really does work as long as you're doing it right. So for one, growing your email list allows you to create continued touch points with potential clients. And I believe there's some statistics that state that it takes an average of 7 touch points before someone actually decides to make a decision on a brand or product. So if we're able to continually get in touch with our audience, we're just that much more likely to catch some of that fall off after the initial inquiry. The second reason why you might want to grow your email list is because you actually own your list. And this is to contrast with platforms like Instagram and Facebook, where you actually don't control that platform, right? So if Zuckerberg decided that he didn't like your content anymore and wanted to kick you off, he certainly could, and you wouldn't have any way of getting that audience back, right? So if we actually use the platforms we have access to as it is, we can grow our email list as kind of a backup, right? So if we're continually growing our email list from our social media and our website and referral sources and whatnot, we have the ability to speak to that audience regardless of the platform. So we're not platformed. Dependent, right? So should you lose access to Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever it is, you have the ability to then speak to your list and tell them you're going to another platform potentially. And if you're doing email marketing right, you don't even need to tell them. They're already engaged with you on your email list, waiting for you to speak with them. And finally, why you might want to grow an email list is because you can fill it with really highly qualified potential clients. And if you're thinking, you know, how is that possible to really grow an email list with like my ideal clients? You're probably thinking of the old way of email marketing, and that is by having some kind of call to action on your website that says, hey, sign up for my newsletter. And if we take this approach to email marketing, you're right. It is not going to work because we are being very vague in what we're offering. There's no really clear, direct value for the person viewing this offer. Right? If you're signing up for a newsletter, it's implied that they're going to get some tips on dog training and whatnot, but it's not really speaking directly to their experience, what they're going through, or solving any problems for them in their immediate situation. And on top of that, when we put out these general offers to newsletters and whatnot, we're attracting a general audience too. And when we have a general audience, we really don't know who we're directly speaking to. You know, are we talking to puppy owners, adolescent dog owners, people dealing with reactivity? You know, who are we speaking to? What kind of content are we putting out? Now, yes, having a general email list can certainly work and you'll have your buckets of people, but your open rates, your engagement with your email list is just going to be a little bit lower because these people are having to decide, is this content for me or is it not, based on the subject line and the content in the email. When we can build a really direct audience that is struggling with, you know, specific problems, we can speak directly to them. We know exactly what we're talking about with them, the struggle they're facing, and what we're helping with. Now, that said, if you have multiple different buckets of clients in your business, let's say you deal with puppy people and reactive dogs or aggression or, you know, any of these different categories, you can certainly create different offers for each of these buckets so that you can speak to them individually while still having them on somewhat of a general list too. So, you know, you can really segment your audiences and speak to them directly. And that really is the new way of doing email marketing, and that is by providing direct value to your audience's immediate situation. And we do that by creating lead magnets. And if you're not sure what a lead magnet is or how to create an effective lead magnet, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to episode 4 of the podcast, where I go over everything you need to know about creating an effective lead magnet. But really quick to recap, you know, let's talk about why create a specific lead magnet. Again, we're speaking directly to the audience that we're trying to reach, right? So if we create a lead magnet around puppy chewing, we know the people that are downloading that lead magnet have puppy problems. So we know that we can create content around puppy problems, and that'll actually give us more ideas for speaking to this audience. The second reason why we might want to create a specific lead magnet is because we know that the value is clear and relevant to your ideal client situation. So rather than having this really vague sign up for my newsletter, we can instead speak to their situation, what they're going through, and we know anyone that's signing up, again, is going to be facing those problems that our services solve. So you can really see that, you know, if we create these specific offers for our audience and really help them out, we have a chance of creating a really engaged email list that is filled with, you know, the people who we are really trying to reach. And you might be thinking, you know, if I want to do email marketing, do I need to spend money on advertising? And my answer is no, not at all. I would actually recommend starting by using your lead magnets with your current audiences, you know, social media, on your website, anywhere else that your audience might already be finding you. And I'd also encourage you to include this for your referral network too. So we're thinking about, you know, let's say you're a dog trainer that gets referrals from vet offices. Instead of just having some kind of flyer that says, hey, you know, need dog training? Call here. We can instead create these resources that will again, speak to our audience directly, and this can also be a really good resource for your referral sources too, right? So let's say you're a puppy trainer, you know your vets get a lot of questions on socialization and whatnot. You could potentially create some kind of resource around socialization for your referral vets to hand out. So one, it is giving them a really valuable resource to give out to their clients, and it's also plugging your business too. So it's a really win-win for everyone. So I hope you found all of this information helpful so far. And I like to end every fast class by giving you a few tips for taking action. So number one, I would really recommend creating a simple resource that solves a problem. So don't overthink this. It doesn't need to be super elaborate. You're wanting your lead magnet to, you know, solve a specific problem, maybe change their perspective, so that they can take that action in taking the next step for you. So again, you know, you're not giving away everything you know in your lead magnet. You're essentially giving them tips for what they need to do, and then positioning your services as that solution to actually solving those problems. So really, it's a really fine line there, and we will do future episodes just on those kind of topics as well. And again, you know, if you need a little bit more help on creating your lead magnets, go check out episode 4 of the podcast where we touch on everything lead magnets. My second tip for taking action is letting your audience know about it. So So just having a call to action on your website is not enough to start with. So make sure you're posting on social media, actively letting your clients know that this is a resource. And if you do that with current clients, they might be giving that to other family members, relatives, friends, and just creating awareness around your brand. And my third and final tip around creating an effective email list filled with your favorite clients is creating a schedule for re-engagement. So remember that statistic I told you about 7 touch points. Don't just have your lead magnet delivery email be it. Make sure you're following up, giving them other opportunities for engagement and giving them continued value while they're on your email list. I hope this is all super helpful. And I really appreciate you taking the time to learn with me today. And if you have any questions about anything you've learned today, or if you have ideas for topics you'd like to learn on, don't be a stranger. I'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with me on my website at digiwoof.com or on social media, specifically Instagram at digiwoof. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.